Are you ready? It's outside the box. Still thinking differently after all these years. Today's topic is our chaotic world. When I was growing up in the U.S. in the 1950s and early 60s, life was not too crazy, especially for those in the middle class. Women had one role and men another, and almost all knew which was which. And there were only two generally accepted genders. World War II was terrible, but that was over. There was a Cold War, where we knew who was right and who was wrong. Technology was simple, TV, radio, and phones to communicate with. No one worried much about the environment. The economy was okay, lifting just about all boats, if your skin was white. And we were pretty clueless about the complexities of the world. We could sail along and get by pretty well. Not anymore. Today the world is a confusing mess, and tomorrow is totally uncharted. The jobs we took for granted may not be there next year or even next week. Technology is changing so fast. We, or at least I, don't know how many things work anymore. If you hear a familiar voice, it may be who you think it is, or maybe some AI version that isn't real. Our physical world ain't what it used to be either. More storms, more heat, more drought, more fires, many once-in-a-century or millennium events happening almost every year. Will we stop using fossil fuels in time to prevent the collapse of our climate? Where are all the insects and pollinators? Life as we know it might be over soon if we don't change our ways. Trying to deal with the changes is a challenge. There are more mental health problems and people using drugs to try and cope. And now COVID has added a whole layer of complexity to the mess we have to live with, throwing what we thought we knew off kilter for several years. So many wild cards, especially for millennials and Gen Zers. Will we be able to live in our environment 20 years from now, or have to move? Which countries will be at war with each other? Will we have jobs for everyone in coming decades, and will we be trained to do them? Will our economy, drowning in debt right now, be able to function and provide us with the goods and services we need? Will incomes become more unequal, where some make millions while even more are unhoused? Will youth be able to afford a higher education? And will we accept others in a gender-bending society, or where millions are forced to migrate because their current circumstances are unlivable? What happens when the U.S. becomes a so-called majority-minority country where whites are no longer dominant? Will we have enough food and clean air and water for another several billion people on the planet, let alone the animals and other creatures that want to live here too? And can we trust a government and decision makers to make choices and policies that help more than those in power? Those with wealth and influence, those who can hide in gated communities or hire a rocket to land them on the moon. Do we know what will be the so-called common good that can help us and save us all? The way the middle class used to live just doesn't hack it anymore. Too many unknowns and insecurities. Many feel immobilized and are looking for quick and easy answers from someone else. I think that's part of why many are turning to the political right, to a supposedly strong person, an authoritarian leader, to solve the problems of our chaotic world and make life appear simple and understandable again. Of course, that turn to the right is not happening everywhere, but it seems to be happening in this country. But is that a solution? Is that what we really want? Should we be looking for simple answers or be willing to tackle these difficult problems with new and better solutions, not simple but unrealistic answers from one person. More on that in another Outside the Box. Are you looking for an easy solution to our currently chaotic world? How are you coping with the insecurities you're facing every day? I'm Larry Danziger, trying to feel secure, to accept the truth wherever it leads me, and to overcome my fears every day.